Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. Now, it is Thursday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, here we are at the very last of the epistle, which is the last epistle of Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, included in the scripture, maybe the last letter at all he ever wrote, because he would soon die for our Savior there at Rome, from which he is writing this in his second imprisonment. To his son in the faith, Timothy, who has been engaged in a very effective ministry of church revitalization back at Ephesus. And as he's writing to him, he's got these final greetings to a lot of different individuals. And let me read them again. Greet Prisca and Aquila, those great companions, Aquila and Priscilla, the household of Onesiphorus, Erastus, remained at Corinth, Trophimus, who was ill at Miletus. He says to Timothy, do your best to come before winter. Eubulus sends greetings, as do Pudens and Linus and Claudia and the rest of the brothers. Paul keeps these relationships intact, informed, and of course, he is constantly declaring his concerns for them as he manifests his concerns in mentioning them. And then his last words in his epistle is this, the Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. So here's what he ends up with as he concludes his letter to Timothy. The last words he'll write to him before he meets the Lord under the persecution of Nero there at Rome. He says this to Timothy, the Lord be with you. That's a great statement. The Lord be with you. That's a glorious statement. But he doesn't just say the Lord be with you. He's very specific. The Lord be with your spirit. You know, we are physical people. Our bodies come in the image of our parents. We are spiritual people. Our spirit comes in the image of God. So we are made in the image of God. And the reason why that which makes us who we are is our spirit, our soul. That is what makes us who we are before the Lord and in life. Where our soul is, our heart is, our spirit is, that's what's going to show up in how our body is cared for and used. So he goes right to the matter. He certainly wants Timothy to be well physically. He's already manifested those concerns. Remember his concerns for his companion that was ill back at Miletus? He's always concerned about those matters. But he knows that the core of someone's life is their spirit. And the key to being spiritually healthy is an unhindered relationship with the Lord. The Lord be with your spirit. In other words, folks, how is the Lord with us? Well, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. How is he with you? Because of his Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, who makes his abide in you, who rests upon you, who is within you. So we, praise God, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit in salvation, and the Holy Spirit will keep us to the end. But the felt and sustained presence of the Lord is crucial in our life. We want to have a relationship with the Lord that the Holy Spirit is welcome. We want to be surrendered to him. We don't want to quench him. We don't want to grieve him. We don't want to not only grieve or quench the Holy Spirit, we don't want to ignore him. We want to be drawn close to him. So when he says, the Lord be with your spirit, he is speaking specifically of the Holy Spirit. And then finally, that great and glorious statement, that means grace be with you. Grace to you. Grace be with you. The glorious, relentless, undeserved, unstoppable, uncomparable love of God that we don't deserve, but God has sovereignly decreed to grant that to us. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And that's my prayer for you. I pray the grace of God has called you to surrender and repent of your sins and put your trust in Jesus Christ who died on the cross for you. And I pray that the grace of God in Jesus Christ is with you and that as he is with you, he is keeping you and growing you in the grace and knowledge of Christ. And one day will bring by his grace you to glory. The Lord be with your spirit and grace be with you. So be it forever. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.